Pack your bags and paste on a smile, because this week's Discovery attends an unfortunate family reunion. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, summer is a time for family reunions, for getting together with crazy uncles and long-lost cousins for some grilled food and awkward conversation. Now throw in murder, as in Janice Hamrick's latest Jocelyn Shore mystery, Death Rides Again, and you've got the perfect formula for some serious family dysfunction. Now, the story follows Jocelyn and her cousin Kyla as they travel to their family's ranch for a weekend of food and family. But instead, they get murder, mayhem, and some tricky romantic entanglements. It all begins when Jocelyn walks in on her uncle, Cal, aiming a gun at his no-good son-in-law, Eddie. When Eddie turns up dead that night, Cal is the main suspect, and it's all downhill from there. Well, Hamrick's third Jocelyn Shore mystery once again finds the characters in a new location, this time out on the ranch. The down-home setting, complete with visiting relatives of all ages and personalities, gives the story a kind of folksy family charm. But instead of sticking with the family and developing more of the characters, Hamrick tends to stick more to the mystery. The story, then, is a twisting maze of mysteries, and what starts out as just one investigation soon turns into more. The multi-layered story becomes a little thorny toward the end, but there are more than enough pieces at play to keep readers guessing. The characters, meanwhile, still leave a bit to be desired. Jocelyn's strength and determination are often undermined by her uncertainty about her love life, and Kyla is a vain, self-centered character who tends to meddle in other people's business. Three books into the series, I'm still not sure why Jocelyn would keep her around. But is it worth traveling back home with these tricky Texans? Or is your own family maddening enough? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. With its unusual mix of characters and its sometimes tricky layers of mayhem, it definitely isn't a must-read. But if you find yourself stuck at your own family reunion this summer, it'll make an entertaining escape from your own crazy family. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Death Rides Again by Janice Hamrick is 310 quick but complex pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.